News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, after a couple of nice days, rain back on the way. We'll have a timeline from Dr. Bill coming up in a minute. First, let's check the traffic with Kane as we get started on this Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean, there's Dalton, and here's Kane.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, that's still ramping up the accident off of Cottage Hill Road in the East I-65 service road. No injuries involved and wreckers are on the scene. Still looking good from Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, and no delays. Tillman's Corner of Theodore. It's a great ride across the Bayway. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured. They always offer free estimates. They can help. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Mo!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
I'm as eager as anybody to get our economy back open, spinning on all cylinders again. But again, we have to be careful and cautious in what we're doing and do it in a smart, productive way.
That's a very genteel way of saying no. Alabama not reopening with Georgia and other states. That's how we get started with Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, 708. Coming up this hour, a full discussion of what happens tonight into tomorrow with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. I can say severe weather part of this, but at least some more rain for our yards and gardens as well. We'll get more of that discussion at 735. Also in sports, we've got, you even worked spelling into sports.
Yeah, the spelling bee canceled. Sad news for those that like to get on the couch and, I guess, tailgate before watching the Scripps Nationals.
Milking cookies is how I tailgate before that.
But the bigger news is that Rob Gronkowski coming back to the NFL. I'll let you know how that went down coming up in sports.
All right. I'll get details on that coming up in just a little bit. And as we start each hour on Mobile Mornings, coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. How are we looking in the United States? What were the numbers yesterday?
Nationally, we're now up to 819,000 coronavirus cases and over 45,000 deaths with over 82,000, nearly 83,000 that have recovered since being diagnosed with COVID-19. You look at the new numbers from yesterday, there were 25,985 new cases in the United States yesterday. That's lower than we've seen in the past, since April 6th, so going on 2 weeks here now of lower numbers of cases. But the number of new deaths yesterday in the United States reached a new high with 2,804. The next highest date was back on April 15th when there were 2,618. And we've seen some movement in that number of daily deaths. Remember last week, New York City added 3,500 to their number of deaths due to COVID-19. Now, they did this with the presumption that these people died from complications of the virus, even though they hadn't actually been tested for coronavirus before they passed away. That led to one huge number last week where they said that there were around 6,000 daily deaths. I forget which day of the week it was, but they've since changed that number. So the number yesterday with 2,804 is a new daily high, unfortunately, for America. In Alabama, there are now 5,327 confirmed cases in the state. 144 have died from COVID-19. There have been 48,387 total tests rounded up by the Alabama Department of Public Health and 697 hospitalizations since March 13th. And I know someone on the text line was saying they wanted to know about the hospitalization numbers. I'll try to lay some of those out here in a minute. But locally, 721 cases now in Mobile County with 28 deaths. That means now, yesterday, Mobile County passed Jefferson County for the most number of cases in the state and passed Jefferson County for the most number of deaths a few days ago. 123 cases now in Baldwin County with 3 deaths, 17 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 24 cases in Clark County with 1 death, 9 cases in Monroe County with 1 death, 17 cases in Escambia, 18 in Choctaw, 9 in Conecuh, and 49 cases in Wilcox County with 1 death. And looking at the new numbers yesterday for the state of Alabama, there were 249 new cases confirmed yesterday. That's higher than we'd seen any of the prior 5 days, but the 6th highest number we've seen since COVID-19 came to Alabama. Number of new deaths yesterday, though, hit a new high in Alabama with 22 new reported deaths. The highest since COVID-19 came to Alabama was 18 back on March 31st, so this was quite a spike yesterday that we saw with the number of new deaths. Now, for hospitalizations, there's a chart on alabamapoliticalreporter.com, alreporter.com, and they don't have the daily number of new people hospitalized due to coronavirus, but they do have a running chart. Right now, 697 have been hospitalized. If you look at a week ago, April 14th, that number was at 493 that were hospitalized. So 493 to 697 within the span of 1 week.
Yeah, it's about 200 person jump.
So
yeah,
we are seeing that number climb, and obviously we would want to see that number start to decline, meaning that we would have reached the peak of cases for at least this term of the coronavirus.
I wonder what the situation is around the state. I know in a presser earlier this week, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson said that the hospitals here were less than 50% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're not pressing the capacity. That's one of the things that has been discussed about flattening the curve, was to keep from overwhelming hospital facilities, have everybody show up at one time. Looks like we're at least here in Mobile County, we're doing fine on that.
And another interesting thing that I think needs to be brought up is we have so many rural counties where the health care differs from some of the bigger cities. I wonder how many people are leaving those counties to go get tested in bigger cities, and how those numbers end up stacking up.
I think that you're seeing that. You're going to see people go travel to the Birminghams or the Huntsville or Mobile or Montgomery if you live, you know, out in the country. Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be a true, it's going to be, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I just have a feeling that's going to be true.
So you would think that those numbers would be added to the rolls,
sure,
of the cities where they get tested rather than where they actually maybe contracted the disease.
Yep, that's a good point. Good point. So you could have somebody who's from Washington County, and maybe once they get them in there and test them, they find out where they live, they attribute it to another county. We've got to check into that. With all that being said, then, of course, the question is about reopening the state of Alabama. Governor says not till April 30th. What do y'all think? I can tell you this. Our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. We framed this up yesterday. Should Governor Ivey reopen Alabama before April 30th? The numbers got as high as in the 80% yes. Now with today's numbers, I don't know, but the numbers have swung back to 60-40. Yes, 60%, 40% of y'all saying no. Love to hear from you when you vote online. Front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. The 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should Governor Ivey reopen Alabama before April 30th? Because the governor comes out yesterday and says she isn't doing it. Although all these people she's reached out to, impaneled commissions and all this for advice on it, they're all saying open.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor's saying no. With that being said, what about the pressure coming from states next to us, like Georgia? That was big in the news yesterday with Georgia reopening. Martin Savage from Westwood One has more.
Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp announcing he'll begin easing social distancing orders in his state this week.
When we have more people moving around, we're probably going to see our cases continue to go up. But we're a lot better prepared for that now than we were over a month ago.
On Friday, places like barbershops, hair and nail salons, bowling alleys, and gyms are all allowed to reopen. And by Monday, restaurants and theaters will be back in business too.
The entities which I'm reopening are not reopening as business as usual.
The governor says they'll all, at minimum, need to screen employee temperatures, require masks and gloves where appropriate, and enforce social distancing in the workplace. Mayors in some of Georgia's cities frustrated with Kemp's decision.
Our governor often defers to local control, and I wish that this were an instance that he deferred to local control.
I am beyond disturbed. In my mind, this is reckless.
We're simply not ready to reopen. Our hospital is still at capacity, and we certainly don't have the capacity to contact trace.
We were all caught off guard and quite frankly surprised.
President Trump's guidelines for states to reopen recommended states show a 14-day decline of coronavirus cases. And that's not the case in Georgia or neighboring Tennessee, which will allow some businesses to operate as soon as April 27th, nor in South Carolina, who will now let local leaders choose if beaches will open. Dr. Deborah Burke says governors can decide for themselves whether they've reached the specific White House guidelines.
When you inform the public and give them the information that they need, then they can make decisions along with the local government and governors.
In New York City, the mayor canceling all large gatherings like parades through June, even as the state overall continues to see a decline of coronavirus-related hospitalizations and infections.
People are a little more relaxed because they see the numbers coming down, and we know human behavior. When that activity level increases, you can very well see that infection rate spread.
And in cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, and Boston, leaders still bracing for the toughest days.
The worst is yet to come for a lot of people. I think even when we'll be on the surge, we're still going to have positive cases of coronavirus. We're still going to have loss of life.
Right, and that question about civil disobedience popped up yesterday in Gulf Shores with a barbershop opening for like 4 or 5 hours and getting shut down. We'll talk more about that coming up. Another part of this discussion that we've been talking about for a while, but it was a discussion we had with Jeff Sessions yesterday, this moratorium on immigration to protect Americans that are seeking to get jobs. Right now, our unemployment rate is so very high, and the push here that President Trump's signing off on, a temporary immigration ban that'll last for 60 days. He had comment on that yesterday.
In order to battle the virus and save the lives of our fellow citizens, we have a solemn duty to ensure these unemployed Americans regain their jobs and their livelihoods. Therefore, in order to protect American workers, I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States. You heard about that last night.
All right, and on top of that, at least it looks like maybe some chance for Senate now passing $483 billion worth of infusion into the CARES Act, and it's been cut up differently than last time, giving certain amount of money to small businesses under 200 or something like that. It was, or with the market capitalization. In other words, trying to keep from what happened last time with all the money running out before so many small businesses got a check with the PPP.
Yeah, the layout of this spending bill, $331 billion would go to boost the small business payroll loan program, $100 billion for healthcare, $75 billion to hospitals, I guess that's separate from healthcare, and $25 billion to boost testing for the virus, and an additional $60 billion for small business loans and grants.
And if you're still looking for your one-time payment, the $1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for couples, $500 per child, that is, if you haven't gotten it yet, you can always go to that Get My Payment go to irs.gov and just go to Get My Payment and put in your information, and it can tell you why maybe you haven't gotten that direct deposit, or if you're looking for a check, when you might be expecting it.
Yeah, if you go to irs.gov, there's several links on the front page that lead to the same place. You can look for economic impact payments, click there, and you'll see Where's My Payment. You click that tab, follow the directions, and if the information that you put in lines up with your last tax return, they'll let you know when your payment is scheduled to what account or whether you'll be receiving a paper check instead.
All right, and looking at these numbers, keep moving on our online opinion poll question, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should Governor Ivey reopen Alabama before April 30th? Vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Right now, 67% of y'all say reopen before April 30th. We'll be right back.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. There are now two local nursing homes battling COVID-19 after an outbreak at the facilities. On Tuesday, officials at Linwood Healthcare and Rehab Center confirmed multiple residents and an employee have tested positive for the virus. Just a few miles away, Crown Healthcare has also been dealing with its own outbreak. The National Guard is stepping in to help sanitize Crown. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced that the state's stay-at-home order will remain in effect through April. Exactly when the state could reopen is unclear. Today, the governor is expected to hear recommendations from Alabama's congressional delegation. Meanwhile, there were protests in Montgomery Tuesday by people demanding the state reopen. People stood on the sidewalk at the Capitol and more protested from their cars, despite 200 more cases and 10 new deaths in Alabama. A 12-hour standoff ended peacefully in Atmore. A man had barricaded himself inside a home on Snead Drive. The police chief says John Bradley James is in custody. He says that incident began as a domestic situation. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talking with Ruth Lichtenfeld, personal injury attorney and nurse with Taylor Martino. And I'm a talker. You're a talker. We do lots of talking, but that's important in your business.
Communication is the key. You have to really listen to people to find out what's going on with them. Are they hurt from the car wreck? Are they having lingering issues from their car wreck? I mean, communication to me is the key to being a great lawyer.
And you probably bring things out that we hadn't even thought of.
Sometimes I really do, I think. And a lot of times clients will say to me, oh, I'm sorry to take so long. I know you're busy and all that. I always have time to talk to you. And I really mean that. And I've also told my clients, call me when you have a question. Don't hesitate to call me. I really want to hear from you if you want to talk to me or you have a question.
You've been injured. Make sure you get a chance to talk to Ruth Lichtenfeld with Taylor Martino, 433-3131 or online at taylormartino.com.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Successful businesses all have two things in common: reliable communication and constant collaboration. That's where CSpire Business comes in. Beyond reliable office phone services, we can also equip your business with technologies like Office 365 and UC1 Unified Communications, helping you work the way you want from anywhere. From virtual meetings to screen sharing, it's all designed so you never miss a beat. Get your business remote work ready today at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
.722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Rob Gronkowski is coming back to the NFL, and he's also coming back to Tom Brady. The New England Patriots have agreed to trade Rob Gronkowski to Tampa Bay to reunite the tight end with the only NFL quarterback that he's played with in his career. The 30-year-old Gronk retired from football after the 2018 season while still under contract with the Patriots. The Buccaneers announced the details of the trade in a news release yesterday. New England will receive a fourth-round pick in this week's draft, and the Buccaneers will receive a seventh-round pick in return. Gronkowski won three Super Bowls with Brady and became one of the greatest NFL tight ends of all time in 9 years with New England. After he retired in 2018, Gronk lost some weight and joined the WWE. He even won the WWE's 24/7 title earlier this month at WrestleMania 36. Here's Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, saying that Gronk feels reborn after taking a year off.
He really needed a break, physically and mentally. He fought hard. The year they won the Super Bowl, he played injured pretty much the entire season. He was never truly himself. He's a team player. This time off really reinvigorated him physically. He tells me he feels fantastic, the best he's ever felt.
Unfortunately for all of us, the Patriots and the Buccaneers are not scheduled to play each other this season. But if Brady and Gronk are still with Tampa in 2021, Patriots fans will have the opportunity to see their old heroes face New England in Foxborough. AL.com reports that South Alabama and head basketball coach Richie Riley have agreed to a 2-year contract extension that will keep Riley with the Jags through 2024. Riley and the Jags have a 37-28 record since he took over the program 2 years ago, and South was the number 2 seed in the Sun Belt Conference before the season was canceled earlier this year. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip.
If you're super wealthy, you may not get as lucky under the new tax law as the estate of George Steinbrenner did. The former Yankees owner died during a one-year gap in the levy, so Steinbrenner's heirs escaped the tax. A huge savings. The rate had been 45%. The tax is back, but now it is only 40%, and fewer estates are subject to it. Only those with estates worth more than $11.6 million for singles or more than $23 million for married couples face the estate tax. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com. BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
From the Alliance Roofing, Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, still on the scene there at Cottage Hill Road in the East I-65 Service Road South with an accident with injuries. Wreckers are on the scene, moving it out of the roadway now. Still look good as we're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and no delays from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford across the Bayway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you with the big tire event where you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth for just $1 through April 30th. Shop online at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 64 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And we're heading for high today around 82, says Dr. Bill. Rain in the mix tonight into tomorrow. Tomorrow during the day looks like when we have our best chance of the severe weather, but Dr. Bill will lay out that timeline coming up in detail in about 7 minutes. Also coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poor joins us. We'll talk to him. We'll check in with Larry Kirby in just a little bit. And also, I mentioned 1-800-GOT-JUNK in the online opinion poll question. That's my buddy Trey. He and his crew have been working steadily through this whole coronavirus fight, and they're doing the same thing today, tomorrow, and going forward. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's pretty simple. That's what I like. I mean, the idea is you got junk, you want it gone, you get my buddy Trey and his crew to get rid of it. That's it. Could be at your house, could be the storage unit, could be a storage building out back at the house. I mean, the whole thing. It could be a swing set, could be boxes. You've got junk. It's in your way. You've been looking at it now during this quarantine. You're sick of looking at it. Make the junk go away and do that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Also, the sponsors of the online opinion poll question, should Governor Ivey open the state back up for business before April 30th? We'll talk more about that coming up, and we'll check in with Dr. Bill and headlines from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. There are now two local nursing homes battling COVID-19 after an outbreak at the facilities. On Tuesday, officials at Linwood Healthcare and Rehab Center confirmed multiple residents and an employee have tested positive for the virus. Just a few miles away, Crown Healthcare has also been dealing with its own outbreak. The National Guard is stepping in to help sanitize Crown. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced that the state's stay-at-home order will remain in effect through April. Exactly when the state could reopen is unclear.
Today, the governor is expected to hear recommendations from Alabama's congressional delegation. Meanwhile, there were protests in Montgomery Tuesday by people demanding the state reopen. People stood on the sidewalk at the Capitol and more protested from their cars, despite 200 more cases and 10 new deaths in Alabama. A 12-hour standoff ended peacefully in Atmore. A man had barricaded himself inside a home on Snead Drive. The police chief says John Bradley James is in custody. He says that incident began as a domestic situation. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes invites you to shop for a Liberty Safe during the month of April and receive 90 days deferred payments when you sign up to purchase a Liberty Safe at 0% interest for 12 months. Own the Liberty Safe you really need and let Mike Ward's professional staff deliver it for you. All sales over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Just order online or call the store for hours, and remember, it's service after the sale. Mike Ward's, located at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile or next to Walmart in DI.
Coronavirus update. Coronavirus appears to have been in the U.S. before the first reported outbreak from Washington State. Medical officials in Santa Clara County, California, have linked two deaths in early February, apparently involving community spread. Harvard's Dr. Ashish Jha calls the discovery important.
That is a very significant finding and an update, because if you think about it, somebody who died on February 6th, they probably contracted that virus early to mid-January. It takes at least 2 to 3 weeks between the time you contract the virus and you die from it, because it's a and so therefore that means there was community spread happening in California as early as mid-January, if not earlier than that.
The head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, says he fears a second wave of the virus in the winter, which could be deadlier because it comes at the peak flu season in the U.S. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A $483 billion relief bill, the fourth coronavirus response legislation so far, is moving through Congress. The legislation easily passed the Senate yesterday and has the support of House Democrats and Republicans and President Trump. The bill includes $383 billion in aid for small businesses. Morgan Stanley has cut its price targets on car rental companies Hertz and Avis. Hertz says it's facing $30 million in costs, most of it to be incurred over the next 3 months relating to workforce reduction affecting some 10,000 employees caused by the pandemic's impact on travel demand. HBO is ready to fire the next shot in the video streaming wars. It will launch its HBO Max service on May 27th, in keeping with its original launch date. And it's a sign that HBO remains eager to do battle with industry leader Netflix. Some of HBO's planned programming, like its Friends reunion, have already been postponed due to the outbreak. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music, the moonroof, and us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at ProTent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
ProTent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A couple beautiful days so far this week, but it sounds like that may be ending.
Yes, we've got another storm system developing in Texas, and it's going to bring showers and thunderstorms to our area starting late tonight and through tomorrow. But today we got a nice day, partly cloudy, up around 82 for this afternoon, but it will be more humid, and because the wind will be out of the southeast. Now tonight, cloudy skies, and we could see a few showers and thunderstorms develop after midnight. Low tonight will be in the upper 60s. But then tomorrow, as that storm system begins to move out of Texas and we get a warm front coming in from the Gulf, all that means showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. And we could see some severe thunderstorm activity in the morning and also in the afternoon. And there's, of course, always a chance that we could see a tornado or two develop, although the best chance for tornado activity tomorrow will be over central portions of Alabama. So look for those showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with temperatures around 80 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. You would expect probably to see those showers be more scattered in the morning, showers and thunderstorms. And then later in the day, we'll have a cold front move in. And at that time, we'll see showers and thunderstorms sort of form in a line during the afternoon. And then after that, things improve through the evening hours. And then some dry air coming in for Friday. It'll be sunny and a high of 82, but with low humidity. And the weekend looks good, about 85 and sunny on Saturday, and then mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 for Sunday. So we're going to have plenty of sunshine and low humidity for the weekend.
All right, sounds good once we get there, but this timeline for the rain and the severe weather, so this starts tonight and kind of, when's it at its peak?
After midnight, we'll see some showers and a few thunderstorms develop. More likely, we'll see that activity tomorrow. And through the morning and into the early afternoon, there will be more scattered type of thunderstorm activity. And then there'll be more in a line in the afternoon ahead of the cold front. And that front should move through late in the afternoon or early evening. And then things will rapidly improve. And dry air comes in for Friday. Now, we won't see little cold temperatures, but we will see low humidity and highs low 80s for Friday and mid-80s on Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Also remind folks, if they didn't pick up their physical copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, it's online. So if people are staying at the house, they can go on there and get it.
Oh, it sure is. And you get in by typing in MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. That's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com, and you'll have access to the 2020 edition.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Think about this, on top of his regular forecasting, we're, just a little over a month away from the start of hurricane season 2020. A lot to talk about there. We'll get into that coming up. Hopefully, we get some of this current surge and peak in coronavirus pushed behind us, and then we can get to thinking about hurricanes. My goodness.
Wow.
Hey, I just want to point something out. Maybe we can flesh this out later on in the show, but this is a prime example. We get so many texts from so many people with different opinions, which I love. This is a clearinghouse for the voices of people right here at home. And that's what this radio station is all about. We got two, though, lined up right next to each other, the way we stack our text. And we've got one from Leo. And Leo putting a headline here, COVID-19 lethality not much different than the flu, says new study. There's some studies that say that. Also, there's a bunch of studies out there that show it could be five or six times as lethal. Now, once again, we're all talking about under 1%, right, in lethality. So let's keep it, because once again, the numbers you see, if you go, oh, no, I just did the math and the lethality is higher. You got to remember, the people getting tested by and large are already sick. So if you took a real sample of the, you know, they're so sick they got the test. If you just took a sample of the people that contracted COVID-19 and lethality, well, you had about 0.5% is what we've been looking at, 0.6.
Yeah, the number is, you know, much lower than the original estimations of 2 to 4%.
And flu is 0.1?
Yeah, I think flu is 0.1. So you're still looking at possibly a higher fatality rate for coronavirus, but still there's so much unknown. And I don't know if we will ever know for sure how many people have gotten COVID-19 over these last few months.
Yeah, if you get it and don't have symptoms. So we'll look at it. And so Leo is challenging the lethality and why all the fuss about COVID-19 compared to the flu. And Hal is said yesterday you were congratulating a caller. And I don't know exactly that I was doing that, but said you're congratulating a caller on having made an informed decision to go to work. Now, I just celebrated the facts, you know, that I said, let the person talk. I think that was Tony in Baldwin County who made the choice. I said, okay, you had the information. I don't know if I congratulate him, but you have the freedom to go back if you have the information. But Hal's questioning, as he's been, is, you know, look at these cases, look at the number of fatalities. It shouldn't be time to go back to work right now. It shouldn't be time to reopen the state. Mm-hmm. And Leo's saying, hey, it's no deadlier than the flu. Why aren't we going back to work? And I think that's where we are as a country, is there's, you know, people that are, you know, decidedly one way or another. The whole way to the it's nothing to worry about, or it is everything to worry about. And I think there's a lot of folks that are somewhere in the middle trying to navigate this, and that seesaw they always talk about, not pretending there's not a threat, because I believe in the science, I believe in what we're dealing with. At the same time, I look at the economy and go, how much longer can this last? And that's what, you know, Governor Ivey's saying, nope, we're not going to reopen until at least the 30th. And then you look right across an imaginary line of a state border, and now we have Georgia opened up. What does that say to a business that's sitting right on the line? You sell whatever widget, and you're there in Alabama, and right across the line of Georgia, they sell it, they can be open, and you can't. And now people from Alabama could go over there to Georgia.
And then come right back.
Yeah, and contract COVID-19 and bring it back, but you still don't get to be open in your business. So, I mean, it's a tough road here on this, and there's a lot of unknowns. That's one thing. The only thing I know is I don't know.
Yeah, same here. And I think we'd be better off if more in the media said that more often, that they just, you know, don't know all the facts right now. That doesn't get the ratings, though. I think, you know, also one of the federal guidelines is that testing needs to be ramped up for states before they are able, or before they should reopen. Once again, the president did leave it up to states' governors to make those decisions. But I think also as a, you know, as an American, you can believe that testing needs to be ramped up in order for it to be safe to go back to work. But also, you could believe, and most do, that they need to get their business going again in order to keep from having to shut down or in order to pay the bills. But is it on that person to wait for the states and for the federal government to make testing more widespread? You know, you can wait all the time in the world, but if they're not giving the tests, if the states aren't able to acquire the tests and there aren't enough for widespread testing, at some point you got to say, you know, risk reward, I need to get back to work regardless of how many tests are being done.
And people say, well, that's just self-serving for you. You're not worried about other people in the community.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's the argument.
There on goes the debate. All right, 7:42. I will check traffic with Kane coming up in just a second.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Jennifer Alford of August House Restaurant and Venue and Artius Walker of Smack's Shack Food Truck. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers is honored to be named one of the best companies to work for in Alabama for 2019 by Business Alabama Magazine. The reason Roberts Brothers is truly one of the great companies is because it has great people. Start your real estate career today. Visit robertsbrothers.com for more information.
Jennifer Alford's husband got off the oil rig where he was a chef and said, "We're buying a food truck." That's evolved into August House Restaurant in Spring Hill. Artius Walker was cooking sandwiches on a George Foreman grill in his dorm room at Alabama A&M and was getting so busy that the university shut him down. He now runs Smack Shack Food Truck. They're both barely making ends meet in today's tough COVID-19 world, but there's a smile in their voice, and both have insights on lessons learned through the crisis caused by this pandemic. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at kobesubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines, and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
From the CarDoctor.com traffic center at 90 between Hamilton Boulevard and Theodore Dawes Road, we've seen some heavier pockets of traffic. Also, Airport and Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65, but still a great ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, and for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers say they're clear. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for a great food special starting at $5. From wings, fried pickles, and cheese sticks in Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 745 FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way with Dalton. Also, more news headlines. And Jeff Poore joins us next hour. Check in right now with Larry Kirby at LCM. And we're always talking about the great inventory, Larry. Pick some out for us to come look at in particular.
All right, we just traded in a 2012 Honda Civic sedan with below average miles and is well below $10,000. We also got a 2012 GMC Terrain SLT, fully loaded, again below average miles and again below $10,000. And then we got a hot button here, a 2009 Crew Cab 2500 HD gas burner, full power package and everything. Hard to find.
Why do I feel like you're talking to me, Larry? That's what I feel like you're talking directly to me.
I understand.
I'm not the only one. What about financing? How's it looking right now? Are finance companies still working?
Oh, yes. We got finance companies and banks and credit unions scattered around the country, so we're doing business just like before, and they're actually working extra hard and doing, you know, stepping up big time and low rates.
All right. Give us directions to come see that inventory.
Come see us Highway 98 Plantation Road online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. News is next.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. There are now two local nursing homes battling COVID-19 after an outbreak at the facilities. On Tuesday, officials at Linwood Healthcare and Rehab Center confirmed multiple residents and an employee have tested positive for the virus. Just a few miles away, Crown Healthcare has also been dealing with its own outbreak. The National Guard is stepping in to help sanitize Crown. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced that the state's stay-at-home order will remain in effect through April. Exactly when the state could reopen is unclear. Today, the governor is expected to hear recommendations from Alabama's congressional delegation. Meanwhile, there were protests in Montgomery Tuesday by people demanding the state reopen. People stood on the sidewalk at the Capitol and more protested from their cars, despite 200 more cases and 10 new deaths in Alabama. A 12-hour standoff ended peacefully in Atmore. A man had barricaded himself inside a home on Snead Drive. The police chief says John Bradley James is in custody. He says that incident began as a domestic situation. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Rob Gronkowski is coming back to the NFL. He's also coming back to Tom Brady. The New England Patriots have agreed to trade Gronkowski to Tampa Bay to reunite the tight end with the only NFL quarterback that he's played with in his career. The 30-year-old Gronkowski retired from football after the 2018 season while still under contract with the Patriots. The Buccaneers announced the details of the trade yesterday. New England will receive a fourth-round pick in this week's NFL draft, while the Buccaneers will receive a seventh-round pick in return. Gronkowski won 3 Super Bowls with Brady and became one of the greatest NFL tight ends of all time in 9 years with New England. After he retired in 2018, Gronkowski lost some weight and joined the WWE. He even won the WWE's 24/7 title earlier this month at WrestleMania 36. Here's Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, saying that Gronk feels reborn after taking a year off.
He really needed a break, physically and mentally. He fought hard. The year they won the Super Bowl, he played injured pretty much the entire season. He was never truly himself. He's a team player. This time off really reinvigorated him physically. He tells me he feels fantastic, the best he's ever felt.
Unfortunately, the Patriots and Buccaneers are not scheduled to play each other this season. But if Brady and Gronk are still with Tampa in 2021, Patriots fans will have the opportunity to see their old heroes face New England in Foxborough. Vince McMahon's XFL canceled its inaugural season in March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Then the Football League folded a couple weeks ago before filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last week. Now, former XFL commissioner Oliver Luck is suing McMahon for wrongful termination. In the lawsuit that was filed in Connecticut last week, Luck claims that he was wrongfully terminated by McMahon on April 9th, one day before the league formally suspended operations and laid off its employees. McMahon hired the former NFL quarterback to lead the XFL in 2018. Luck has not spoken publicly about the league since it folded. His lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. AL.com reports that the University of South Alabama and head basketball coach Richie Riley have agreed to a 2-year contract extension and will keep Riley with the Jags through 2024. Riley and the Jaguars are 37-28 since he took over the program 2 years ago. South was the number 2 seed in the Sun Belt Conference this season before the year was canceled. Speaking of canceled, organizers of the Scripps National Spelling Bee announced yesterday that due to the coronavirus pandemic, the event has been canceled for the first time since 1945. It was canceled in 45 because of World War II. The event is typically held in June. Organizers determined there was no clear path to safely set a new date in 2020 with a postponement. Scripps will not change eligibility requirements for next year's Spelling Bee, which means that kids who are in the 8th grade this year will miss the opportunity to compete in the national finals. Spelling Bee is open to kids through the 8th grade. Next year's Spelling Bee is slated for June the 1st. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's Sports and Spelling on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, coming up next hour, Jeff Poore joins us. Also got a note here. She's TV. See her on TV a bunch. You maybe have read her books. You also probably follow a website or two she's been behind if you're into conservative talk. Michelle Malkin joins us at 8:30 with a lot to talk about as the president has said no immigration for 60 days and maybe longer. We'll get into that coming up next hour. Professional Collision 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's been a good ride across the Bayway. We've had a couple disabled vehicles along I-10 from 90 out towards Theodore Dawes Road, but again, nothing really slowing you down from the 1065 split and heading up northbound for Pritchard to Saraland. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
755 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. All the way, Michelle Malkin, Jeff Poore is going to join us. Speaking of anxiety, that question about anxiety, saw this story about pet anxiety.
Okay.
So they say one of the dangers of people being home as much as they are right now with quarantining and all that is the dogs are going to get used to a new normal. And then when things get back to normal for us, the dogs will develop what they call, quote, extreme separation anxiety.
I thought they had that every day anyway.
Because the dogs, what would they do is you leave and then the rest of the day they wait. They know that you're coming home as baby. Or maybe they don't. That's probably why dogs have anxiety. When you leave the door, there's no idea that you're ever coming back.
Well, you know, if a tree falls in the forest, how do we know that dogs have anxiety when we're gone?
Well, they put some of the cameras on where dogs...
Oh, that makes sense.
I think it's boredom, too, when they tear stuff up and act a fool and all that. But, yeah, what about our children? I don't... For the younger children who have probably really enjoyed the family being together, that's going to be a little tougher. For the teenagers... They're quite ready for this to be over.
Oh, my goodness.
They're ready for... They're way too much togetherness for the teenagers out there. But the young ones, I know in my family, got a split between a teenager and a nine-year-old. And nine-year-old's digging it. Teenager has been quarantining within quarantine in her room.
Double quarantine.
Yes, she's a box within a box.
And timeout used to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Not anymore. You know, I am worried about the kids more than the dogs. My dogs are living life normally.
That's good, because that's what normal people should do.
Right.
We both love dogs, but children come first. Yeah. Humans come first. Remember that, America.
But for my daughter, who's, I guess, 14 months old now, who was in daycare pretty much from 6 weeks on, or not 6 weeks on, but, you know, a little after that, maybe 8 weeks on.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time she's been at home for an extended period of time with the grandparents and her mom, my wife, with her all the time. So I am worried. Once the daycare's open, you know, and my wife gets back to working a normal gig, it's going to be tough.
We'll go back through that, the crying thing that happens when the child first goes away. And
I'm not looking forward
to that. And I'm
talking
about the parents.
Exactly.
Well, and also one last note before we run to the news here. A New Hampshire fire official has put out an alert there for people not to microwave their face masks in an attempt to sterilize them. Because I guess there in New Hampshire, people have been causing fires by setting their face masks on fire in the microwave. So just a news you can use, don't microwave your face mask.
What about my tinfoil face mask? Can I microwave that?
Perfect. Let me know how that works. Please, please run a video on that while that happens. If there's youngsters listening, we're not serious about that. All right, hour number three on the way. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. Find us on social media. We're on that Facebook thing. Twitter thing and Instagram thing.
Soon to be TikTok.
Yeah, we just got to figure out how we can tick and talk.